As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's subject is collagen, something that's been on my radar screen for quite some time. Full disclosure, I wasn't entirely sure about collagen. For a long time, I'd been taking glucosamine with chondroitin. I felt that the science was there. I combined it with MSM. I believe it's healthy for skin, hair, and joints. Joint health is very important to me because I'm an active amateur athlete, and I do a lot of stuff, and I don't want to grind my joints into oblivion. So I was hedging my bets with glucosamine chondroitin. But collagen has always been on my radar screen. And lately, I've become an enthusiast about collagen because I think that the science is there. I've been reviewing it. I'm very happy to share with listeners that now we found a very, very reputable source of collagen that we can recommend to our listeners. It's from Bright Core Nutrition. The product is called Revive. And with us today is Kim Bright, founder of Bright Core Nutrition, who is going to help educate us about collagen, a subject that, you know, I think is worthy of your attention. So, without further ado, Kim, by the way, Kim's background is she is a pioneer in the nutrition industry. She's been around working in the field of health and wellness. She has been featured on nationally syndicated and local radio and television shows since the 1980s. And it turns out we actually have a background in common because around the time that I was doing macrobiotics in New York City, she was doing macrobiotics up in Connecticut and New England and in the Boston area. And she was a big mover and shaker in the macrobiotic movement. She has since, I think, diversified her diet. We discussed that, as did I. She has also consulted with over 15,000 people over her career and has lectured groups all over the USA. So she's a great communicator. And Kim, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Pleasure having you on the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ron. It's a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. How is it that you zeroed in on collagen as something that you thought was worthy of getting involved with?
Well, you know, I didn't know about collagen until probably 10 years ago. And I ran across it and I started studying it. And I thought, this is groundbreaking to me. Because I was brought up and told that drink your milk if you want strong bones and teeth, take your calcium every single day. And I found out bones are 90% calcium. And that's what started me. And I was like, this is amazing. If bones are 90% calcium, and then of course you've got, you know, you have to have zinc and vitamin D3 and calcium, and, you know, you have the minerals there too. But the majority of the whole bone matrix is collagen. And our, you know, where our stem cells are made, of course, is where collagen is in the bone marrow. And I just started doing further research and finding out, well, joints are 60% collagen. Collagen is in every single connective tissue in the body. That includes our heart, our liver, all of our organs. It includes the fascia. You know, when we start getting older, our organs and everything with gravity start to fall, but also because our collagen is starting to pull apart, because by age 20, 25, depending on our lifestyle, if we took it too much sun or we drank alcohol or smoking is the worst, or ate too much sugar, processed foods, that all destroys collagen quicker. So when your collagen starts pulling apart, because it is a matrix of three amino acids, that's proline, glycine, and hydroxyproline, when that starts to pull apart, you get the sagging. You get the sagging of the organs. You get the sagging of the skin, because collagen is all about structure and holding up our skin and holding our skin together and holding our organs together. And so many people suffer needlessly without the knowledge of collagen and how important it is to our overall body. It's even in our eyes and in the cornea of our eyes. It's in our ears, you know, cartilage, joints, tendons. It's everywhere. And that is one of the reasons why I said this is, you know, I named the company Bright Core because I wanted people to understand when you have a strong core, you're going to have a strong body. You have to have a strong gut. You have to have a strong core. And so anything that will contribute to that foundational health, you know, that's what we really want to offer to people. And also the highest quality, because I was working, I started the company, not just to start a supplement company, but I started 28 years ago because I was counseling very sick people. I was counseling, you know, Olympic athletes all the way down to people that had AIDS and fourth stage cancer. So I was really looking for things that would, you know, really help people build back what nature and God had put there originally. So that's why we focus on the collagen.
Indeed. So, you know, you definitely have me in terms of the essentiality of collagen. Okay. So collagen is pervasive. It is part of the connective tissue that knits together every part of the body. And even, I think it has may play a role in the arteries too, because collagen lines the arteries. So, okay, that premise I accept. But you, let me be the devil's advocate for a moment, because, recently on a radio program that I do, Intelligent Medicine, I had a caller, call in with a question, and she said that she had been to her health practitioner. These days, you don't go to your doctor anymore. You go to a health practitioner, and the PA, the physician's assistant, when she asked the physician's assistant about whether she should take collagen, the physician assistant poo-pooed it and said, oh, you don't need to take collagen. Your body makes collagen. So the key question here is, does taking collagen make a difference when your body synthesizes collagen anyway? And of course, I pushed back on that assertion. I said, look, there are many things in nutrition that we know about where the body may make them. Well, for an example of which is creatine, something that's very important for muscle health. But as you age, your production of creatine declines. And studies have shown that taking supplemental creatine helps to support muscle metabolism. Maybe creatine is to muscles what collagen is to bones and connective tissue. So I push back against that notion. But you know, obviously you've studied this. Is there scientific evidence that taking exogenous collagen gets to where it needs to go? It gets us properly assimilated, it's bioavailable, and then it participates in repair of the body's depleted collagen.
That's all I want to know. Most definitely. There are so many studies out there. Go on PubMed. I mean, there are so many studies out there that show bone density increased and that shows hair growth, that shows follicle growth, that shows thickening of the hair, the nails growing faster, you know, repair, like you say, it's lining the arteries, it's lining the gut lining even, it's lining the whole digestive tract from the mouth, esophagus, all the way down. And so many people as we get older. And again, that doesn't surprise me that the PA said that. Yeah. The PA probably doesn't even know much about collagen. They
or nutrition in general. And this is, you know, yeah. I also kind of launched on the theme of the woeful lack of nutrition knowledge that health practitioners have. And, you know, in a way, it's their fault because they don't pursue it, but also they're super busy memorizing all the things they need to do to, you know, pass exams and, you know, get licensure and get their continuing medical education. And so they actually may be less well-informed than lay people about nutrition. You know, like
I agree with you.
My
I
listening
agree.
Audience
I have to
is
tell
better
you.
Informed than their doctors and their PAs and their nurses in some cases.
Yeah, I can tell you, Dr. Ron, that in the 80s, when I was going around and I was lecturing all over the country, and I was lecturing to doctors and nurses too, there were a lot of doctors that just got up and left because they couldn't stand that they had spent all this money, spent all this time going to medical school. And here I was, and not go. I went to 6 months of college and decided I wasn't going to be in a box. I didn't want the ME tell me what I could do or the acupuncture people, anybody. I was like, no, I'm a free person. I am going to learn this and I'm going to use it on myself and share it with others. And that's exactly what I did. But the whole thing is that they would sit there, the podiatrists of all, well, they always stayed through my lectures. They thought it was brilliant. You know, they loved it. But the whole thing here is that they said to me, this was back in the 80s, that nutrition, in most instances, wasn't even an elective.
Yep.
Okay, now come up to today, this is 40 years later, we're talking about nutrition is there, but it's so minuscule compared, because look who funds the colleges. Look who started funding a long time ago, were the Rockefellers, right? What do they want? They're in the oil and gas business, which ties right in with the pharmaceutical company.
Right. A lot of the pharmaceutical meds are petroleum-based. They're petroleum-based. So in effect, they're, you know, through those, you know, when you go by these factories and you see all these pipes and, you know, and steam coming out, they can actually transform oil from the ground into pharmaceutical drugs in many cases. So it's interesting.
And doctors and nurses learn how to, PAs and doctors learn how to write prescriptions in order to have change a symptom into another symptom. And I was always about, let's get to what's wrong. Let's get to the root. Let's find out, you know, what's missing in the body. What stress are you under? What's your environment like? Are you not sleeping? Let's look at the real issues. Let's not just change a symptom into another symptom.
Indeed. Well, you know, we can rag on the medical profession. And actually, I'm trying to do something about it because at my medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, I'm meeting with faculty and medical students to improve the woeful lack of opportunities to study and learn about the effects of nutrition and lifestyle. That includes, you know, sleep, exercise, and so on, and to really embed it in the curriculum there to make it more of a part of medical education. But that's another subject.
So, well, okay, I'm happy to hear that. So they're finally open to that. They weren't 40 years ago, 30 years ago, no. Even 20 years ago. So I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I had one instance where I was invited to lecture where I did my residency at NYU. And the head of the residency program there put the kibosh on it. He said, I'm not having that. You know, he knew that I had been a resident at his medical program, but he thought I was a renegade. He said, I'm not having that guy Hoffman speak to my residents. And so you know, they called it off. But anyway, but things are coming around. So,
yes.
On a positive note and on an optimistic note. So these studies actually show that collagen helps with repair. It helps to fortify our collagen structures that are deteriorating. Is that a proposition that you should start at, you know, early in life, or do you wait till maybe your production of collagen is starting to deteriorate in middle age?
Great question. I think that depends on the person because, again, I started at age 20 eating organic when I found out about macrobiotics and yin and yang and, you know, balance and all that. I started at age 20. And so it depends on the person. Now, again, we go back at age 20, 25, that collagen starts declining. It yep. comes down about 80%. Are we still manufacturing collagen? Yes, in our body. When we take in bone broth, when we take in organ meats, when we eat bone marrow, then that aids and abets. But if you're eating chicken breast and a filet mignon, that doesn't have mm-hmm. collagen. A lot of people get that mixed up and they think, well, I'm eating lots of protein, so I must be getting collagen. No, that's an A equals A and it's incorrect.
Well, let's break that down because I think we have to, this kind of leads into a discussion of amino acids. Mm-hmm. And there are certain amino acids and we define amino acids as maybe beads on a necklace. The necklace is a protein and individual beads are the constituents of the protein. And sometimes it takes hundreds and hundreds of proteins in various combinations to make a protein. But collagen is kind of a unique protein. It is a protein. Obscure fact, I think that it was discovered sometime in the 20th century. Somebody actually figured out what collagen was and what its constituents are. But its composition is very different than the composition of muscle, which is branched chain amino acids.
Right. Yes.
And actually, muscle meat is pretty complete when it comes to amino acids, but it's a little short in the amino acids, as you refer to, that are the constituents of collagen, right? Proline, right. Hydroxyproline, and
glycine.
And glycine. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And those are found in organ meats, which people don't eat. They're found in the skin. They're found in,
the chicken skin that they tell you to throw away because it's too fatty. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you make chicken soup correctly, and put the skin in there, put the whole chicken in there, you're going to get collagen. Yep. But if you just, use chicken broth that's not made from bones and adds a little flavoring and you chop up some breast meat, no collagen in that.
Yeah.
Tastes good, but no collagen.
Well, just going back historically, my ancestors were from Eastern Europe and I remember my grandparents and the way that they would eat chicken was interesting because, mostly these days, we buy chicken breasts and they're skinless. We saute them in a little bit of olive oil. But what they did was, they made the whole chicken and they used the entire chicken. And when they ate the chicken, they gnawed on the bones and they, would sometimes make a broth out of the bones. They would break open the bones, eat the marrow. They were like nose to tail eaters, using all parts of the animal, which is what a lot of traditional cultures do. And thereby, this is kind of like paleo eating is the paleo man got a lot of, collagen, from the diet. Whereas, we are on a relatively collagen poor diet. My impression is right.
We are totally on collagen poor diet. Unless again, you drink bone broth. But the whole thing here is my relatives on my mother's side were ranchers and my grandfather, they would kill the cow and they used it from the, top of the head to the hooves where there's hooves have collagen, right? They'd quell the hooves, for gelatin. But, I remember him eating scrambled eggs mixed with the brains and then the gizzards with the chicken and the liver and the heart and all those things I grew up eating too, because my grandparents raised me that way. And my parents didn't, like it so much. My dad did. My mom did not so much. But I really grew up eating collagen-rich foods when I was around my grandparents.
Indeed. So, all right. So American diets, Western diets, relatively low in collagen. So we can, through natural means, get collagen, but, we see a lot of collagen supplements around. And I remember, my mom used to use Knox gelatin.
Right.
That was a thing in the 50s and 60s because she wanted, that for her nails, yes. The vanity thing. And maybe, she thought there were implications for her.
My mother too. Yep.
But look. I guess Knox gelatin's still around. Why not just use good old-fashioned Knox gelatin? It's probably got a better price point. than revived collagen. What's the limitation on that form of collagen?
That is such an excellent question. And no one in all the interviews I've done through these years have ever asked me that question. So I appreciate, thoughtful questions like that.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the whole composition of Knox gelatin and gelatin as gelatin, like if you boil the hooves, I was speaking
of
earlier.
It's from animal hooves, right? Yeah.
It's from animal hooves. And so that is a whole different chemical structure. And the molecules are so large in that the body can't uptake them and utilize them to make collagen in our bones, in our other parts of our body. They work for the nails. Gelatin works for the nails and a bit for the hair. And I think it provides a lot more keratin, if you will, in a way. It helps the keratin.
Which is the top layer of the skin, right?
Yeah. So for that, the Knox gelatin is good. But when you're talking about hydrolyzed peptides, which what Revive is, and we use the best, most expensive equipment to hydrolyze those peptides, which means in layman's language, we've taken these long chains of amino acids of the proline, glycine, and hydroxyproline, and we have now broken down maybe 1,500, the chain of 1,500 down to very small chains. Mm-hmm. So they become very
microactive
and are able to we get more absorbability that way.
Right, they pass through the small channels in the digestive tract because large things they're too big to pass through the small channels. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now I hear a lot about undenatured and denatured. That's a terminology sometimes used about collagen, right? That something about the denatured, or does that mean, is that synonymous with hydrolyzed, where you break the bonds and break it into smaller constituents?
I guess. I've never used that terminology.
Okay.
So, yeah, I use hydrolyzed because that is what it's called. It's using enzymes, actually. Hydrolyzation is using enzymes to break those chains down. Yeah.
Okay. So in Revive, you're not content to use just one type of collagen. So what was the rationale behind using multiple sources or types of collagen?
Well, because we wanted to cover the entire body.
Okay.
When you're using one type, and the different types that we use, that, for instance, I'll start with 10. We use 5 different types. We have 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10 type collagens. And number 10 comes from the membrane that is surrounding the inside of the eggshell. It's what's between the shell and the liquid part of the, right? So that is very expensive.
Because it's very thin. I mean, it's like saran wrap kind of thin. Yeah.
And I've tried to eat it, actually. You know, I boil eggs and try and eat that.
To boil a lot of eggs to get significant amounts of that.
You can't chew it. It just doesn't break down.
Yeah.
So that is extremely expensive. But that is so important because anyone, as they're getting older, they have fractures or sports injuries or where the body's trying to repair itself in some way. That's where number 10 comes in. It is very, very good for rebuilding. And that bone matrix too. Now, number 1 is the common one. That is, in the skin a little bit. It's a little bit everywhere. And that's your typical collagen that you see. A lot of these other collagens only use 1 or 2 types because it's cheaper. And the other thing too is we are using grass-fed bovine.
That's another concern.
Because
I mean, if you're using like animal parts, you know, let's say the animal is, you know, being treated with all kinds of, you know, is grazing in fields that are treated with pesticides and herbicides, or maybe they're grazing next to a highway and there's like lead, you know,
cadmium, all those heavy metals.
Yeah, heavy metals and, you know, the particulate matter that's in the air gets assimilated by the animal's body. And then it's, so you source it from clean sources?
Yeah, we do organic sourcing and we free range chickens. You know, we want the absolute best. And that is why, you know, when I started the company, I started it with the first organic wheatgrass juice powder ever. And that was revolutionary. And I, you know, there were so many companies that were around that could have done this and didn't because it was too expensive. And they weren't using organic. I was kosher. I was, you know, I did everything to make it the absolute best that I could. And that's withstood the test of time. 28 years, Brightcore's been around. And that's what we're about. You know, you can buy cheap and you can take your chances that those things were sourced overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of heavy, you know, metals in them. We do C of A's, certificate of analysis with every batch to ensure that we are not, we don't have heavy metals or we're way beneath what's acceptable on, you know, that spectrum. So
it's pretty rigorous if you wanted to ship to California, because I got the Prop 65 there that's like even more stringent than FDA standards.
Believe me, I'm familiar with Prop 65.
You got to watch out when you're a manufacturer, because you could sell to 49 states, but when you sell in California, you got to watch your rear, because they're swooped down on you if there's any contaminants.
Right.
Let's hold on for a minute, because I want to talk more about the different types of collagen. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We'll also talk about the different options, because I enjoy two different types of Revive products. We'll talk about how you can combine them with your smoothies or your foods in part two. I'm enjoying my Revive, and for more information and to order, we've got a special offer. It's a BOGO offer. Thanks for your generous offer,
Kim. Of course.
Visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or you can call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And has a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. And the key is it's a multi-collagen product. Kim, stay with us. We'll be right back. I have more questions to shoot at you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.